Hi, and welcome to Al's Senior Moments. You're listening to a podcast that focuses on senior adult and retirement age issues. I'm William Simmons, your host, and our show is sponsored by Medicare Strategies. When you need local Medicare insurance support, contact Medicare Strategies. Today's guest, I'm glad to have Christy Todd, who is the owner of Christy Care, an adult day care center here in the Huntsville area. Actually, they have two locations now. But Christy, thank you for being with us. And if you would, kind of tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Okay. Well, wow, there's a lot to tell. But yeah. So this little place I opened up for my mom, who was diagnosed with dementia. And I just wanted her to have a little place where she could come and enjoy herself, and that would stimulate her cognitively and physically, get her going, and really just instead of sitting at home, because at home she just seemed to not want to do very much. So I wanted her to have a place where she was safe and where I could still work at the time, and that I would feel, you know, that there was no X factors involved. There was always, the place was going to be open. She was going to be having good care and having a good time.
And so you have a background in medical. You said your respiratory therapy was your background. So you have a medical background as well.
Yes.
To get started. Had you ever run a business before?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. You know, no one's asked me that question, but I did used to own a commercial cleaning business. How I did that, I don't know. I used to be in sales for years. I've always been in sales. So, and that was actually quite a good business there for a minute, but it was physically exhausting.
How long has Christy Cares been open?
So we opened in 2016. I think it was maybe August, September 2016. And then our second one we opened 2.5 years ago in Limestone County in the Harvest area.
Okay. So primarily your clientele are individuals that have dementia or other some type of health issues, senior adults. Is that who you primarily see here?
Yeah, so I would say most of the people that we have here do have dementia, but of course we have stroke, you know, people that have had strokes and are nonverbal sometimes, and people that have balance issues like Parkinson's, and we have people that are at home depressed, kind of failure to thrive. And we have people that come here that have family members that are taking care of them, but are getting a little, you know, overwhelmed, sometimes burnout, just need a mental break. But we've seen people come out of rehab that needed care, and their families had to go back to work, and they needed, you know, someone with them during the day due to their prior surgery or something. So they're temporary. We've had that. So we have a little bit of everything in here.
Okay. Now tell me, when someone comes in here during the day, what's a normal day look like for your clients that come here?
Normal. Well, I don't know if we have any normal.
What would be a routine day?
Okay, even routine. Let's see. So no, actually, yeah. So we do have a system. Whether it goes the way we plan, we don't know. But yeah,
a schedule.
There we go. We have a little system we put together, and then they kind of run us. That's what happens. But
I got you.
But yeah. So in the mornings they come in, and you know, we get them a little coffee or, you know, tea or whatever they want in the mornings, and we have a little light breakfast, and we sit around. You know, they chit chat. Some of them go to the activity tables that like to do puzzles and, you know, read their little magazines, or might do a devotion, and we do a little chit chat. People just, you know, just like a morning time get together. And then some people don't wake up early, and their families are bringing them, so they go straight to like our recliners and lift chairs, and they take a nap with a blanket until they're ready to get going. And then after that, we usually do exercises to get their, you know, that's a good time in the morning. So we do, like, you know, we have all smart TVs. So we do all kinds of, like, we do Tai Chi, we do chair yoga, we do exercises with, like, balls or noodles, and we get music going. And so we do exercises every day. And then after that, we start getting into, like, either it'll be, like, finish that phrase discussion games, or it might be a game, you know, a physical game. But we do Pictionary, we do, we just do so many games. We have so many games. You know, if you ever look on activity for, you know, dementia or centers, there's just a million things to do, and we probably have them all here. So we're just engaging up until lunch. And then We have lunch, and we usually have a dessert after that. And of course, if the day's nice after lunch, we go outside, and we have, you know, a patio at both places. And the one in Harvest, we have a garden. So we have a raised garden that actually a lady from Madison Hospital, her and her husband came out and built that for us because he was a master gardener, which was a blessing to that center. Mm-hmm. So they'll go out and, you know, we're getting ready to plant. We're trying to figure out where to go plant. And then they'll pick their vegetables and weed stuff. And that's in Harvest. And then over here, we do stuff like throw water balloons, fly kites outside. I mean, we've just done it all. And we usually try to get outdoors. And sometimes we'll walk, we'll do dance lines or mobility stuff after lunch. We're trying to do that kind of thing. And then it goes right back into more games and activities, you know. And, of course, the people that don't want to, you know, if they're tired or don't want to participate, you know, we have a little area where they can watch sports, you know, men or Westerns if they want to do that. Or we paint, you know, we have live music a lot here. We have community involvement here. You know, Madison Academy just rolled through with students that were interested. So we have a lot of that, and they love, you know, the interaction with, you know, teenagers or, you know, middle school kids that are wanting to be around. And we have parties for everything. So, I mean,
birthday parties.
Yeah, birthday parties and, you know, Veterans Day. And, you know, we celebrate all the holidays here. And
did you have a St. Patrick's Day party?
So, you know, I have been out of the loop, but I'm pretty sure, yes, because they do I'm pretty sure everything green, everything going on here. I wasn't here, but I know that they did because they have Valentine's. They make Valentine's boxes. They like an excuse for a party here. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we do. And we just try to engage them all day long. And then if people get tired, like I said, they bow out and sit in the lift chair. Or we have their own activity. They're the individual baskets. When someone comes here, we, based on their cognitive level, we put things in there that they would like and based on their paperwork or what they liked in the past. So it might be we'll throw some magazines in there, some find a word. If they like puzzles, they have their own basket that they can pull out at any time and just get to the stuff they like to do as well, knitting or whatever they have. And we keep that there for them as well.
Yeah, staying active really seems to be the key for a lot of people. And not just, you know, you see people that come in that aren't very interactive, that are probably a little depressed.
Yeah.
And then getting them involved really can make a tremendous difference. And I'm sure you see that in...
Oh, yeah. We have so many testimonies of that. Like, you know, it's so funny because, you know, like women will bring their husbands in and say, oh, you know, they just still need the break. But they'll say, he's just going to sit and watch Westerns all day. He's not going to engage in activities. He's never done that, you know. And first few days, we let them do what makes them comfortable because we don't want to push anyone out of their comfort zone. And so they may do that. But what happens is, our people just be walking up to them all the time, probably driving them crazy. Like, you know, the other little people in here will be like, hey, how are you, you know, talking? And the next thing you know, they're hearing all the laughing and going on. And then we'll say, we'll encourage them, hey, you want to come? And it seems that they get involved. And then before you know it, the Westerns are even over. And it's rare that they're even doing that anymore. Or like my mom never exercised in her life. She was just reading books. And then she was the life of the party here. And never painted, never did anything crafty. And she was doing all that. So they do for us what they never would do at home. And then they may not admit to y'all they did it here. Well, yeah, they may not tell.
I was like,
I don't know what they're talking about yet.
Now, you know, helping out family, that's got to be a tremendous relief to spouses and children who are trying to care for people, you know, that whose mental health is declining. And so that's got to be a big relief, you know, at times. And that's what you are. You're here to provide a place for people to come and, you know, be active, but also it certainly helps the family members.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, if you were to interview any of our family members that have been here and, you know, you would see that they're all reluctant to come because, you know, your parent is like your kid, but it's at a different level. So, it's hard, you know, or spouses, they feel guilty bringing them, like they're dumping them off and then they're going to do their thing. And there's a lot of stigma with bringing them somewhere other than their home. And so I would say that's the hardest thing. We get a lot of people that are calling and it sounds good, but I know my mom or dad's not going to want to do that. You know, how do I talk them into that? How am I going to get them there without them getting angry at me? There's so many scenarios. So we've seen it all in all these years. And I think we do a really good job at helping each family individually navigate how to get that particular person here based on what they tell us about their personality. I mean, we have people here that, you know, they think they're volunteering. They have no idea they're a client, which is fine. The biggest thing I saw one time was one lady, she thinks she works here. And so her son was actually cutting her a check because, like, she was mad, like, where's my paycheck? You know, she's trying to clock out early. So I was like, I called him up. I was like, what's going on? He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. I told her she works there. And so her a paycheck, you know, like I cut her a pay stub. I was like, you're kidding me. And he was like, no, but he went that far. That's how much, you know, that she thought she worked here. So, yeah, that was free. And then we have one guy that was so high functioning. A family member had been with us a while and she was leaving all of our caregivers. They moved like, you know, cards, thank you card. And I guess they put a little gift card in there for our caregivers or something. And when they did, I saw this, John was his name. And I saw a card for John and he wasn't my employee. And I said, well, there's all my caregivers. And then there's John. I said, why is John's name here? And they said, well, they guess they thought he worked here because he was our door greeter and he introduce himself. And hey, you know, he was here all the time. And so they thought he was my employee. So I told his family, I said, well, he earned that money. Let him have that. I mean, he's the employer. So, I mean, it's hilarious, you know. So we gave him the gift card like he was working here. So, but yeah, it's, you know, different things that you have to do to kind of get them here. And
I think because I would assume that people are, like if it's a spouse or a parent, they're not always, they're concerned about what they Their behavior and things like that.
They do. And, of course, we tell them not to ever worry about that. Like, we've seen it all here, and we are trained to handle it. And I always tell families, you know, we would never keep someone here if they were belligerent and so getting hyped up. We want them to be happy here. So we would never keep someone here against their will to the point. But we are trained enough to redirect and divert their attention somewhere else and to get them reengaged. You know, we don't call. Just like at daycare with kids, you know, if they're getting upset, you know how to get them through the day, you know, but if they were just, there's no helping them, we would never keep, and I always tell families that we're going to call if they're getting that bad, because that's hurting, you know, we don't want to see anybody in that, that kind of shape. So, but it's a very loving, happy, positive environment, and that's what we get a lot when we hear people come through and tour and spend time here, and there's just a lot of love, because our goal here was not to just create a business, to just a place to come. It was create a place where these people truly are enjoying themselves and feel listened to and loved and cared about, and they want to be here, you know? So we don't, none of them want to come at first, you know, including my mom, like I said. I think, well, she really threw her walker and cussed me, to be honest with you. It's just like, I'm not, she didn't cuss. I'm not going to that place. But then when she got used to it, you know, then she evolved and loved it, met a best friend here, and so none of them ever want to come. I always tell people, I don't think I've ever heard one person, oh, let's go to Christy Care. But it takes a minute. And some of them, the first day, though, love it. And then some, it takes three or four times. But with dementia especially, routine is key for their life. And they, at first, will be, like, reluctant. But then once they come, they understand that's a part of their life. That's a part of their routine. They recognize the building. They recognize these are good people in here. You know, they might not know the name. And then the funny thing about our place, to be honest, is, and I'm going to have a, my t-shirt's going to say this. We're all talking about some new t-shirts we're getting. And they say, I said, y'all put whatever you want on the back because there's so many funny things we could put. And I said, mine's going to say, you know, welcome to Christy Care, where you don't eat and we don't do anything, because they forget. It's like you pick them up the other day. It's like, oh, I'd see my mom. She's having a ball. Mommy had such a good time. She said, I didn't do anything. And I was like, and you ate so good today. She's like, they didn't feed me. And they all tell them because they, a lot of them forget.
Right.
So it's funny. That's the claim to fame here. And we don't eat and feed them. But they eat all the time and definitely are doing stuff. Yeah. So.
Now, tell us about the staff that you have here.
Okay.
What, you know, you have yourself, and what other staff do you have here on site?
So at each place, I have a director. And they're phenomenal. And they're like little Mother Hubbards. And then we have our second, third, and fourth caregivers. It's just based on how many people show up for care. So we have a great ratio, staffed ratio. And so all of our people are not only trained in dementia, but we do a lot of training because of my medical background, which I think that has been huge here, is because of the respiratory in me. You know, I'm making sure that they know to see if they see that person that they've known forever coming in, all of a sudden they're acting different, right? Like it could be stroke, it could be, you know, a seizure about to come on, things like that. So we have, you know, we check their blood pressure, we check their oxygen, we, you know, they know immediately to check all their vitals, call me up and tell me, express it. And then we call the family and, you know, we decide what we're going to do. But we're really big about medical too. You know, we're non-medical, but because of my medical background, yeah, they're CPR, and they're CPR certified, right? That kind of thing.
And you're paying attention to their physical changes that may happen that are out of the ordinary.
True. Like we catch if they have UTIs or, you know, think we'll say, hey, maybe this is happening, maybe that's happening.
Or
you might want to go.
Or their personality that day is a little different.
Yeah.
Than,
yeah.
And especially for UTIs, that can definitely change someone's.
Hugely. You know. Right. And people aren't aware. You know, something sneaks up on you. But yeah, they're all taught here, at the, you know, in their training to notice those kinds of things. Or like if someone's not eating what we serve, you know, we always make sure that's one of my big things. You know, no one will ever be here and not eat. So, you know, we all have preferences. So if they're not eating meal, I'm like, hey, if you ever notice that, you go straight over there, you pull that plate away and go get them, you know, a sandwich, soup, a baked potato, something, salad, that they're going to have a meal. And so they're real good about that too. They know if they're not eating that meal, peanut butter jelly is always what they love. They don't like it.
So PB&J.
Everybody likes that PB&J. Got a little protein, a little something good in it.
Going back to childhood there, having a little PB&J.
Yeah. That'll always work as a second pretty much.
Now tell us about how do people hear about Christy Care? You know, you obviously, you know, people in the community, you've got family members that come, but you get referrals from doctors as well.
Yeah. So I've been blessed like that. I really, you know, we write down where our referrals come from. And it's just sometimes amazing to me because it'll be from like a dentist office or like a physical therapy place, home health, like hospice, physician's office that I don't even know them. And I'll say, wow, you know, like, thank you. You know, I don't even know how they have our information, but so I think a lot of marketers that work in the healthcare field that like are co-partners with what we do, like people that need, you know, our people sometimes need home health or hospice or, you know, they're going to doctor's offices and neurologists and geriatrics, like those kind of people know about our place. So they're just great, you know, in the community about calling up and referring. And I think I get a lot of it from word of mouth from our families, the next door neighbor. Oh, I have my parent there, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, certainly dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that is very prevalent in our society.
Right.
And, you know, just being able to take care of people is really a gift to families and to that person.
You
know, who is still a person that needs love and support and care.
Yeah.
And so we're grateful and thankful to have you as part of our community and serving people. Is there anything, we're about to wind up, is there really anything you want to share? Or maybe, like, first of all, we certainly want your phone number and how to get in touch with you if, you know, someone has a loved one that may, you know, need some support or feel like may benefit from the services you provide here. Can you share that with us?
Yeah.
How they contact you?
Yeah. So the best way to contact us is, you know, the telephone number is 256-604-3117. But we also have a website, which is www.christycare, C-A-R-E, and there's no .com. So that's our website. And also, I mean, our email is, and then we have an email, which is info@christy.care.
Okay.
And then we have a Facebook, which is probably, that shows you a lot more of what we're doing because our caregivers can post on there. And so they're showing a lot of their crafts and activities and videos and games we're playing. And they do a lot of cute little stuff. That one's more frequent in. But I would say the biggest thing is, when you're thinking about care for your loved one, you know, it's extremely affordable compared to some of the alternatives out there. And even though they want to stay at home, if you are able to be persistent enough to know that you're doing it, you are their caregiver now, it is better for them all the way around to be moving and engaging and socializing. And, you know, and I tell people if it's affordability, you know, ours is basically right now, you know, it breaks down to a full day is like $8.80 an hour. So, and then we have a full day program, and then we have a half a day program, 5 hours or less. And then we're open. A lot of people don't, which is great. We open on Saturdays from 10 to 4 at one of our locations for in case a family just wants to get out, like a Saturday afternoon together, you know, and go to a movie or, you know what I'm saying, or shop and drop them off. So we have that on Saturdays. And it's just an affordable option, and it's just a solid care, you know, and there's no abuse going on, no neglect going on. There's nothing you ever have to worry about here, you know. It's It is, you know, I have a high standard for my girls and guys that work here or whatever. And listen, I have the best team. They love what they're doing.
Well, I tell you, when I came in, everyone looked happy to me.
Yeah.
So, well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, Christy. It's been a pleasure, and I certainly wish you continued success and serving the community and just taking care of people and loving and helping them.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And you have been listening to Al's Senior Moments. This is your host, William Simmons. And again, we are sponsored by Medicare Strategies. When you need local Medicare expertise, call Medicare Strategies at 256-425-8614. Thank you for listening and have a great day.